What are your thoughts about nab-paclitaxel in terms of the advantage, if any, in your eyes over paclitaxel?
Well, there are now three commercially available taxanes, docetaxel, generic paclitaxel, and Abraxane, which is a nanoparticle albumin-coated paclitaxel. And what's interesting about Abraxane is that it seems to have some convenience and safety advantages over paclitaxel, a lower rate of hypersensitivity reaction, gets rid of the need for steroid premedication, and is a somewhat shorter infusion. One of the consequences of the way the drug was registered, though, is that it wasn't registered in a study that compared milligram for milligram equivalents of paclitaxel in either formulation. The registration study was an every 3 week treatment using paclitaxel at 175 milligram per meter square versus Abraxane at 260 milligram per meter square. So a consequence of that is that we don't really have the kind of data to substitute the drug into all the regimens that were so much discussed at ASCO this year. And in particular, that's weekly paclitaxel for a combination with bevacizumab and weekly paclitaxel or every 3 week paclitaxel for use in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials. And so we need to get the phase 2 data for the safety and feasibility of those combinations and those schedules and to find the appropriate Abraxane dose. Obviously, those trials are being put together. We are going to be doing a study of dose-dense AC followed by Abraxane, and patients who have HER2-positive tumors will get the Abraxane with trastuzumab so we can begin to characterize the safety and feasibility of these regimens. But for the moment, I think that the data clearly suggests you should just go with plain old paclitaxel.
That's interesting about the dose dense. I believe that some of the Abraxane data suggests lower rates of neutropenia. Is that the case, and are you still going to use growth factors?
That has been a suggestion in the literature, and so during our phase 2 pilot study, we will be omitting the growth factor for the taxane portion of that with Abraxane to see if it's feasible to get away without the growth factor.